The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 2nd chapter, text number 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 8th, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Jarjadacharasi Sriyan Itarastat Tatyihate Sajat Pramanam Kurute Lokasad Anuvartate. Very important verse. Ideal class of man, therefore needed in the society. Therefore basic society is divided. Ideal man, the Brahman, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. The Brahman, the saintly person, the sannyasi, the rajarshi. This is required. Imang rajarshayo vidu. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the Bhagavad Gita was taught to the rajarshi, not to the third class man. Rajas, Raja and Rishi at the same time, although king, but they were saintly king, just like Maharaj Yudhishthira. The ideal king, Bhagavan, Ramchandra, the ideal king, so ideal that because some citizen criticized that Lord Ramchandra, King Ramchandra, has accepted his wife who was kidnapped by Ravana. And he was a low-class man, a washerman. And he stayed. The king, Lord Ramchandra, thought that my citizens are criticizing me. Immediately he separated Lakshmi Devi, Sita. This is the idea. No criticism from the citizens. Even Lord Ramchandra. This is called Rajarshi. Maharaj Yudhishthira, Maharaj Parikshit. Parikshit Maharaj was going on his tour. These Pandavas, they were the emperor of the whole world. So he saw that a black man was trying to kill a cow. So immediately he took action. Who is this man trying to kill cows? So he chastised him, punished him. He was going to kill him. But he said himself that this is my time, I am Kali Yuga, I am the representative, so this is my business to kill cow. So what can I do? Then he said that you better get out, otherwise I shall kill. So how shall I go? Out of my kingdom. Then where is not your kingdom? The whole world is your kingdom. Where shall I go? I am also your subject. You must give me a place. Then he gave him the places. Tirasuna panaduta yatra pavastha kurumita. He can remain in four places where illicit sex is indulged, prostitution. He can remain there. And suna means unnecessarily killing animals, slaughter house. You can remain. And brothel and liquor house, tirasana pana, where intoxication is indulged. You can remain. And gambling, pana duto means gambling. You can remain in these places. So it was very difficult for Kali to find out such place. Because Maharaj Parikshit's time, the kingdom was so nice that there was no brothel, no slaughterhouse, no liquor shop, and no gambling club. This is Rajas. So he could not find. Therefore, Kali made a conspiracy how to get out Maharaj Parikshit so that he could spread his influence. So long Maharaj Parikshit was there, there was no influence of Kali Yuga. So after all the age has come, it is ordered, so Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by Brahmin to die within 7 days, and after his death the Kali Yuga spread its influence, and now by the advancement of ages you will find these four places in every home. This is illicit sex and intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. This is Kali Yuga. So the king was very strict not to allow these things. People were following. Jajjada acharati sriyam. The king was strict, the government was strict. Therefore people were following. So these sinful activities of the whole world can be stopped immediately if the government is strong. But the government members, they are themselves, they are victims of Kali Yuga. So how they can stop it? Some big, big politicians, when they enjoy, they bring naked girls and drinking, and this is their standard of enjoyment. But how you can expect good government? It is not possible. Why they should be bothering about people's happiness? They want to occupy big, big ministerial posts to enjoy their life. Therefore, the position of the whole world is so deteriorated because there is no ideal man. All rogues, thieves, very fallen condition. Therefore people are deteriorated. Dampatye ratimeva hi. This will be the signs of Kali Yuga. Dampatya means husband and wife. Their relation will stand so long they satisfy one another by sex. Rati, rati means sex. Dampatye ratimeva hi. And as soon as there is sex disturb, divorce. I don't know. Vipratte suttameva hi. A Brahmin means one two-piece thread, that's all. A sannyasi means a rod. These are the explanations. And a very expert man means kutumbam, dakshyam kutumbam bharanam. If anyone can maintain a family, family means one wife and one or two children, then he is to be considered very expert, successful. Because therefore, you will find in this day no wife, no children, no family. In Western countries, they take dog as the best friend and television. That's why. Because this is Kali Yuga, no family. But he must have some companion, but he doesn't want family. the botheration of family, then dog is the best friend. What can be done? This is going on, and it will increase more and more, more and more. Therefore, at the present moment, it is a great necessity to have some idealness. Jad jad acharati sriyam. Therefore we are endeavoring to create some idealness, Krishna consciousness, their character, their behavior, their ideal aim of life. So those have taken to Krishna consciousness seriously, these should be idealness. The society will be benefited, at least by seeing their behavior. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us, Apani Achari Prabhu Jivere Shikhai. If you don't behave yourself as an ideal man, you cannot preach. Your preaching will not be successful. Apani Achari Prabhu Jivere Shikhai. Because the nature's law is that ordinary man, they follow the idea. If there is Rajarshi, Chhatri, ruler, king, just like saintly person, like Maharaj Yudhishthi, Parikshit, Lord Ramchandra, there are many Maharaj Ambarish, then people will be happy. Just like it is described during the reign of Maharaj Parikshit, there was no trouble at all of the citizens. They are free from even ordinary minor diseases. It is said here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And so far production is concerned, it is said that the land was producing all the necessities. Sarva dughamahi, sarva kama dughamahi. Actually, we get everything from the earth. All supplies. We are getting these flowers from earth. We are getting these fruits from earth. We are getting foodstuff from the earth. We are getting minerals from the earth. Everything. Sarva dughamahi. So, nature will supply you sufficiently, provided you follow ideal life. Otherwise nature will punish you. There will be no supply. These are all described in Srimad Bhagavatam. The nature was not supplying sufficiently, and then Maharaj Prithu, they personified Prithivi. You are going to kill her. Punish. King's business is, if somebody is doing wrong, then the king must punish. So, he was prepared to punish Prithivi. She submitted, as a king, why you are trying to punish me? It is my business. When people become demons, I restrict my supply. So this is nature's law. As soon as you become demons, godless, nature is restrict supply. There is no rain, no production, there is scarcity, everything. Prakriti kriyamanani guni karmani sarvata. Everything is being carried by Prakriti. And Prakriti is working under the direction of Krishna. Mayadhakshena Prakriti Swati Sacharaj. Without Prakriti's cooperation, you cannot get anything. You may have big mills and factories, useless. You cannot manufacture, rice, grains. Even if you eat meat, the cows and the animals, they must eat vegetables. There will be no vegetables. How will you be able to eat? So nature has got the restricting power. As you become more and more demons and sinful, nature will restrict supply and you will suffer. This is the law. Daivichesa gunamai mamo maya durastai. Mami mujapparpaddhante maya me kaantam. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is just to teach people how to become Krishna conscious, surrender, then they will be happy. This is the way of Krishna consciousness movement. We want to create some ideal man. People will see them and at least they will understand that here are the ideal men. They will be ashamed. So, those who are in Krishna consciousness movement, this should be Shreya. Jad jad acharati Shreya. The best man in the society. Otherwise, if you waste your time to make a free hotel and sleep, use it. That will not make our mission successful. You take advantage of that and no work. That will not be successful. We must be a Shreya, first class man. That is what. Because there is no first class man or fourth class, fifth class. Sudra. Kalu Sudra Samava. Sudra means fourth class. And Chandala means fifth class. So nowadays, then mainly Chandala. Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pukkasa Vira Sumba Javana Kasada. Javana and Chandala. By the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this movement is able to pick up even chandalas and javanas to become brahmana. Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogena jasivate sagunana samadipta etana brahma bhuyaya kalpa. One who is engaged in devotional service, he becomes immediately transcendental to this infection of the three qualities of material nature. Sagunāna samatitta yedāna brahma bhūyāya. That is actually happening. This powerful Krishna consciousness movement is so strong that we can pick up from the lowest stage of life and bring him to the highest stage of life. If we follow the rules and regulations, it is possible. You practically are saying, so that is equal. Jajjadācariti śrīyam. A class of men, maybe minority, it doesn't matter. But their ideal behavior, character will lead other people to appreciate. Yes, it should be like this. Now, who was telling this man? I think Pranav was telling that some friend has told that in the Western countries, they are appreciating this movement because I have stopped amongst my members this intoxication. Are you not telling? Yes, then they will appreciate. Yes, Professor Judah also. He said they are appreciating now. How is this nice movement? That our students, they are habituated to all this and they are now become God conscious. The man after God. And one priest in Boston, he also agreed. One priest came to see me, he said, Samiji, how is that? Your disciples look so bright. So they are appreciating. Everyone, Sriyam. So this movement is very important movement. Because it is creating first-class men, so that others will see and follow. So this is required. Jajjadācariti śrīyam tattad itara ihate. It is natural. A father may be drunkard, but he doesn't like to see his son has become drunk. This is natural. Everyone appreciates good quality. Similarly, if we can create an ideal class of man, then others who are followed, his cry to become like us. So, don't take this movement very insignificantly, very serious, and those who are members, they should become ideas. But very easy method to become idea. Avoid these four principles of sinful life and chant Hare Krishna 16 times. You become idea. Cheta dasmana marjanam, bhava mahadrava vinitvapanam, sevkairava chandrikavitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam, anandamri vardhanam, pratipadam purnamrita swadam, param vijayati Sri Krishna sankirtanam. So, in the very beginning, the first thing is cheta dasmana marjanam. We are all suffering on account of ignorance. There are so many nasty, dirty things within our heart. It will be clean. Nittama bhagavata sevaya. Tato rajastamo bhava. Kamalobha dayastari. Cheta etai anavidyam. Sitam satte prasidati. Nastra prayesu avadri. Nittama bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati nashti. These are the formula. If we hear Bhagavatam from Bhagavatam, not from the professor and man who has made business for reciting Bhagavatam. No. Nityanga Bhagavata seva. There are two Bhagavatam, Grantha Bhagavatam and the Man Bhagavatam. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary, Sarup Damodar, he recommended a Brahmin. He came to see him writing something that was full of mistakes. Then he chastised him that you do not know what is what. You have tried to explain Bhagavad. But when the Brahmin was submissively hearing, and tolerated the chastisement, then he gave me advice. Bhagavat parogya bhagavata sthane. Go hear Bhagavat from a person whose life is Bhagavat. Bhagavat parogya bhagavata sthane. Not the professional Bhagavat. They are aiming. Therefore they immediately open the Rasa Lila chapters and explain it very nicely. People will like, oh, Krishna and myself is same. He is also embracing young God. I shall now try to find out young God. They are going to help by hearing Bhagavatam from these rascals, professionals. Bhagavat is meant from the very beginning. First of all, try to understand what is God. Janmadasyajataha, annaya, nine cantos to explain what is God. Then tenth canto, God. Vasudeva, Krishna is God. Not tenth canto immediately. So everything is misused. Only for money, 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 bring money. This is Kali. Everything will be judged by money. And as soon as there is money, there will be himsa. Therefore, this Bhagavad Dharma is not for this class of men. Dharma prodhita koitavatra paramanimma sarana. Those who are above enviousness, those who are above after hankering after money, for them this Bhagavad Dharma is not for them. Paramanimmasarana, paramhansaya. So we have taken this Bhagavatam. We should be very, very careful to become first-class man so that others will follow. Sajat pramanam kurute. If you become a first-class man, sajat pramanam, whatever you will do, lokastadanavastate. People will follow. nonsense. Locals doesn't know what. Unfortunately, nowadays first class man means kill Krishna. This is first class. All these so-called rascal scholars of Bhagavad Gita, their only business is how to kill Krishna. Kamsa. As Kamsa was planning how to kill Krishna. That was his plan. Demon. He was also thinking of Krishna. But he was thinking Krishna, how to kill him. That is not bhakti. Krishna consciousness, he was also Krishna conscious. He was thinking always 24 hours, Krishna, how to kill Krishna. That is not bhakti. Bhakti means how to serve Krishna. That is bhakti. Anukullena Krishna anusilanam, natu pratikullena. Pratikul means adverse. Yes. If you think of Krishna adversely, how to kill this Krishna consciousness movement? Of course, Krishna is so nice that even if you think of Krishna adversely, because he chants Krishna, Krishna, he'll get better. Krishna is so nice. Because you are chanting unconsciously, just like there were so many propaganda in Germany. The Hare Krishna people are so bad. But every paper chanted Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna movement is bad. But in the beginning, Hare Krishna. So therefore, in spite of their propaganda, we are existing. We have come out triumphant. They could not do anything. So the Hare Krishna movement is so strong. Indirectly, directly, or somewhere other, if you chant Hare Krishna, you become very good. It is so. Say, if you neglectfully chant Hare Krishna, you become so benefited, then how much you will be benefited if you carefully chant Hare Krishna? That should be the idea. Therefore, sajat pramanam krute lokastadu nuvartat. Unfortunately, those decrying this Krishna movement or Krishna, they directly making propaganda. When Krishna says, manmanabha manbhakta madhyajimangamaskuru, the so-called scholars, they say, it is not to Krishna. That is mission. Lokastha dhanuvartate. The people are becoming against Krishna. Why Krishna should be God? I am God, another God, manufacturing. Here is God. Krishna was so beautiful, and I am brought so ugly God, no? There are so many ugly gods nowadays. Then, ferocious face, and he is God. We worship God, so nice face. People come and become enchanted, and they bring a God. A ferocious head, when he becomes God. This is why. The whole propaganda is that. Even big, big political leaders, they say, we don't believe in Krishna. There was a person, a Krishna, living heaven. So, people are being misled. Lokastha dhanuvartate. He has taken the position of Shreya, big leader, big scholar, and is decrying Krishna. So what people will do? They are helpless. They will give, oh, Mr. Satan Sat said, it is fiction, Krishna is imagination. This is going on. In Vrindavan you find so many big, big Mayavadis. They are explaining that this Krishna concept is an imagination and people are thrown together to hear him. In Vrindavan, and what to speak of other places. So this is the position of the world, and they are suffering, and they will continue to suffer. Nature will punish them, Jamaraj will take them, that is their next life. So we try to save them. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.